The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a disappointing night in St. Louis. Oh yes, the Sharks got 1 point, but in front of a sellout crowd of 18,096 at Enterprise Center, the St. Louis Blues get a dramatic goal and beat the Sharks in overtime by the score of 2-1. Here's how it happened. It began with a great goaltending exhibition between the starter for the Sharks, Yaroslav Askarov, and the goaltender of record for the St. Louis Blues, Joel Hofer. Hofer had a shutout in his last appearance here a couple of nights ago against Washington, and he continued his fine goaltending, including a pretty big save near the end of the first period against the hard-charging San Jose team. And off the faceoff, cleared back up to the blue line. Nice keep-in by Kyrou. Third to the near boards. The Sharks able to poke it out. Barkley Goodrow wins a little battle, sends it ahead. Gaudette gains the zone. He's got a chance to get it to Goodrow, and he does. Across the ice, there's a one-time shot by Ostapchuk. That's a great save by Hofer. And cleared all the way down by St. Louis. No icing on the play. So the Sharks goaltender comes out of the net. Askarov tips it away from Kyrou. That was Hofer's best save right there off of Zach Ostapchuk. Just a great zone entry in the final seconds of this first period. That was a great chance for Zach Ostapchuk, who came into this game with no goals in his previous 22 contests. He came awfully close on that play, but Hofer was equal to the task, and the first period ended 0-0 in spite of the Sharks outshooting the Blues 9-6. It kind of turned things around the other way in the second period, and early in the second period, some stand-up-for-your-teammate action occurred. Gaudette hit hard behind the net there by Logan Mailloux. Certainly has been involved, as now Ostapchuk wants a piece of Mailloux. They're going to drop the gloves, and away they go. Ostapchuk took exception to the way that Mailloux went after Graf, and Mailloux is a pretty tough customer, but Ostapchuk is coming back with a nice roundhouse right. A couple of hard hits on Mailloux. Ostapchuk is getting the best of it right now. There goes Mayu's helmet. Hits to the head left and right for Ostapchuk, going up against Logan Mailloux, who's just trying to survive here, and finally the linesman will step in. As it turned out, the Blues ended up with a power play as a result of that, because Zach Ostapchuk got 2 minutes for instigating, 5 minutes for fighting, and a 10-minute misconduct. And all of that after that great scoring chance at the end of the first period. Not sure if that hurt the Sharks or not, because the Wenberg line was playing so well, yeah. But the Sharks could have used that little extra energy near the end, I think.
100%. Yeah, they could have, without a doubt. And that's what the Sharks are doing now. That's what every team does now. You go stick up for your guys, and you don't expect to get 2, 5, and 10. It was a right call by the official. I understand why Zach was going after his man. It wasn't a dirty hit by Mailloux, but you go stick up for your guys.
And so it stayed 0-0 at that point. The fisticuffs got the crowd excited here in St. Louis, and then it went back to the goaltending. Yaroslav Askarov was nothing short of brilliant in the time that he was on the ice. And in the second period, he had to make yet another big save. Behind the goal line, inside the San Jose zone, Suter feeds Holloway, walks into the circle, moves to the top, drops it back. Now Fowler near side feed in front. There's a great save by Askarov, reaching out with his glove and stick hand, getting it with the blocker board and knocking it away from Suter, and the Sharks clear. That was a puce Suter chance early in the second period, but it wasn't long after that a real turning point in this game did occur. And that is when Vinny Desharnais checked Nathan Walker, trying to just take him out, and accidentally put him into his own goaltender. Askarov went down. He was on the ice for quite some time. They took his goalie mask off. Will Leonard, the Sharks medical trainer, came out to attend, and Yaroslav Askarov skated off the ice, and Alex Nedeljkovic had to come in.
Yeah, it was a turning point. Defensemen always seem to want to knock a guy into your goaltender. It always seems to cause some problems, and it wasn't like a very hard hit by Nathan Walker. He maybe gave it a little bit once he felt the pressure. He's certainly going to go into the goalie. That's what you do. But looking at the landing by Askarov, he didn't snap his head back. He didn't get his arm caught. It didn't look like a lower leg injury or lower body injury. They were looking at his neck. And then that was it. Who knows what it was, but we were informed not until the third period that he wasn't coming back, and Alex Nedeljkovic had to come in.
And so Nedeljkovic came in and had to make some pretty big saves of his own during the course of the contest to keep the score 0-0. But on the other side of the ice, Joel Hofer was continuing his sterling goaltending, including this save in the second period. Nice keep in by Desharnais, pokes it off the right boards, and William Eklund grabs in the right corner. Centering play in front, the shot right on by Sherwood, and that's a great save under pressure by Hofer. Sherwood had a man all over him, and he used his strength to get that puck on goal. What a great chance for Kiefer Sherwood, but a better save by Joel Hofer to keep the score 0-0. And then we went into the third period. St. Louis would get the goal late in the second, actually, before that happened, as Dalibor Dvorsky ended up getting credit for the goal at 17:19 of period number two. Here comes Holloway down across the San Jose line. Alex Nedeljkovic in goal to our left, looking on as it takes off the boards in front, and they score! A weird end-board carom, and skating down the middle with his stick down was Dalibor Dvorsky. Holloway had a chance to get it and it kind of bounced on him, but it went right to Dvorsky, who had it on his forehand, and one flick of the wrist, and it gets by goaltender Nedeljkovic. The Blues are on top, 1-0. Once again, that's goal coming at 17:19 of the second period. Dalibor Dvorsky puts the Blues in front, 1-0 with his 11th of the season. Dylan Holloway, one assist. Jimmy Snuggerud, the other. And St. Louis took a 1-0 lead into the second period dressing room. The Sharks would come out in the third, and they would continue to fight back. With the score 1-0, San Jose would come back and finally get a chance with the best line on the ice, centered by Alex Wennberg. And wouldn't you know it, it would be Wennberg that would get the tying goal. Here's Kessel shooting it. Save. Rebound in front. Trouble. Finley tried to get it. Wennberg, great defensive play. Sharks break it out. Down the left comes Eklund. Across the line, goes to Wennberg, moving in, star! Alex Wennberg rips the shot off a great pass from William Eklund. And at 5:04 of the third period, the Sharks have come back and tied this game 1-1. What a great goal by Wennberg, ending a 167-minute and 30-second shutout streak for Joel Hofer and the Blues. Eklund and Kiefer Sherwood got the assist, and Sherwood deserves a lot of credit for a skate-through that you talked about to create some space.
Yeah, he did a very good job. He skates through. That brings Fowler with him. Fowler's got to go right with Kiefer, so that opens up the passing lane, and boy, you're absolutely right. Alex Wennberg's line was the best line on the ice for the San Jose Sharks, and Wennberg picks that puck up with a skate to a stick, and beautiful shot.
Shots on goal in the third period favored San Jose 8-4, so you have to certainly credit Hofer for some outstanding saves. In overtime, Alex Nedeljkovic, who had to make a couple of stops in relief of the injured Yaroslav Askarov, made a really big one to keep it 1-1. Kept in by Fowler. Checked away by Wennberg. Fed behind it. Oh, no! Centering pass in front. Save made by Nedeljkovic on a deke by Dvorsky. He was all by himself in front with 1:10 left in overtime. What a great save by Nedeljkovic to keep the score 1-1 with 1:10 left in overtime on Dalibor Dvorsky, who scored the goal earlier in regulation for St. Louis. Timeout Sharks at that point. Everybody gets rested. Everybody on the ice. But unfortunately, kind of a blip in the time capsule mentally for a couple of players. And with seconds remaining in overtime, the Blues found a way to win it. A steal by Sedovini from Bucinevich. What a job. He sends to the middle of the ice. We're down to 20 seconds left in overtime. The Sharks have got a hustle here. Long feed for Celebrini. He breaks into the zone. He stick handles to his left. He's got Orloff in front. There's the pass. Orloff grabs it, shoots it, and a save. It's knocked wide by the goaltender Hofer. One last chance for the Blues. 7 seconds left in overtime. Here comes Holloway moving in. He tries to go to the slot, and he scores! Less than 3 seconds left in overtime, and Holloway, with one last chance for the St. Louis Blues, goes to the backhand and goes up top on Alex Nedeljkovic. The final score in overtime, the Blues 2, the Sharks 1. San Jose's winless streak is now at 6 games. What an effort. What a disappointment at the end. That is tied for the second latest overtime goal ever against the Sharks at 4:57 of OT. Matt Duchene of Colorado did it back in March of 2013 against San Jose at 4:59 with 1 second left. Rick Nash of Columbus did it in January of 2004 against the Sharks at this same 4:57 time. It's somewhat coincidental that we're going to Columbus after this.
Yeah, absolutely. On that play, Dmitry Orlov, I'm sorry, you got to hit the net on that play. You can't be firing it high over the glass or on the glass. I thought Macklin Celebrini got beat back to the Sharks' net. And Alex Nedeljkovic played really well. You highlighted some of the saves, but there's no reason for him to be down on that play. The only option that Holloway's got is to go upstairs. If he just stands up, hugs the post, and then if Holloway was cut in front, you got the stick check there, or then you can go down. But he was down before he even touched the puck. But now it was interesting because Nedeljkovic thought about going after that puck. But what do you remember about Nedeljkovic in overtime going after pucks?
Well, first game of the year.
Against?
Anaheim.
And they
OT.
Go after the puck, and it doesn't work. So I understand him staying in the net, but I didn't like the fact that he was down, and that allowed that upstairs play. Now,
but that 1 second of hesitation, though, proved to be fatal.
Yes, 100%. But it's also a heck of a play by Holloway to get that upstairs. It's a beautiful, beautiful play.
And you have to say, hey, Nedeljkovic gave the Sharks a chance to win with that save a minute before, and also a couple of saves that he had to make in a tough situation in relief of Yaroslav Askarov. Now what for the game against Columbus? Is Askarov going to be okay to come back, or are we going to see Laurent Brossoit or somebody else coming back this way?
Get on the plane, exactly. Just one more thing on Nedeljkovic. We always talk about the pucks that go by the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely do we talk about the pucks that he stops, and we think those are just routine and he should have stopped those. So I'll try to be fair to Alex Nedeljkovic by didn't like how he played that, but he was coming in a very tough situation, as you said. He was the guy that gave the Sharks a chance.
Final score, 2-1 in overtime. St. Louis beats the Sharks. San Jose gets 1 point. They're 32-31-7 for 71 points. And the Blues are 30-30-11. They also have 71 points to tie the Sharks in the overall standings in the Western Conference. That is our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.